All right, that's brand new live Tesla from the Coming At You Live 2008 DVD with a new song called Dear Private Ledbetter. And on the phone right now, we have the established guitar player from Tesla, Mr. Dave Rude. Dave, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, dude. Well, Dave, Dave, obviously, man, you're the new guy, but I guess you're not really the new guy anymore. You've been with the band, what, 4 or 5 years now, it seems like?
Not quite that long, but a good while, almost 2.5 now.
So sure.
Decent amount of time, and, you know, come October, it'll be 2 albums, so, you know.
Well, Dave, obviously, man, with you being in the band, you know, for a while now and getting the vibe and stuff, I'm sure you're not nearly, if at all, nervous like you might have been at the beginning. So, you know, what is it like for you to actually watch video such as this DVD and, you know, see yourself up there with a band that clearly you loved, you know, as you were coming up?
It's just, it's pretty cool, man. It's really, you know, satisfying for sure, in a way, because it's just, I don't know, man. It just, you know, it feels real natural to play with those guys, and they're all so cool. It's lots of fun, and I was real pleased with the DVD because that was a really good show of that tour. And, you know, watching it, I think that comes through. I think it's a pretty good video.
Well, it's very cool, too, that the first thing people get when they pop this in and that, you know, the concert actually starts is you're right up there front and center, you know, kind of opening the door for the show, man. It's just a cool thing that they're not not that I would expect it, but it's just cool that they're not treating you like the new guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, it definitely could have gone that route, and I'm glad that it didn't also. But, you know, like you said, they're from those kind of guys, you know, they wouldn't do anything like that, you know, because they're all real cool. So it was, I agree. It's nice, you know.
Well, Dave, with the new DVD, the Coming At You Live 2008, it really showcases the fact that from the beginnings of Tesla, when you were probably a kid in the stands watching it, till right now, this is a band that has never lost even an ounce as far as performance-wise. You know, when you guys are up on stage and, you know, do you ever just worry almost that you're going to end up in a situation where you're like, oh, man, we're not playing this tonight as good as we usually do? Or does it just consistently seem to come out the way you want it to be?
I mean, you always have good nights and bad nights, but, I mean, overall, I mean, I can say this because I noticed it before I was ever playing with these guys, but I think Tesla just has a higher standard than your average rock band, so even on a bad night, a Tesla show is still going to be pretty damn good, and, you know, and like I said, that's what I thought before when I was just in the crowd, and that was one thing that actually really had impressed me a lot when before I'd ever met the guys, and I still think that pretty much remains true. So, you know, I don't really worry about it. There's definitely nights where it's like, oh yeah, we really didn't play that one as good as we normally do, but it's always, you know, pretty consistent overall, and it's just kind of like if it's extra cool or not, you know what I mean?
Right, sure.
Now, and hopefully not too many train wrecks.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the one consistent thing that I personally have seen, you know, out there on the internet and, you know, on message boards around is you never see a bad Tesla review of a concert. There'll be people that say, oh, I don't like this song or that song or whatever. But,
sure.
But you never see, oh, my God, Jeff Keith was stumbling around the stage, or Dave Rude, you know, he might as well have been wearing oven mitts the way he was playing or something like that. It's, you know, it's always solid.
Yeah, that's true. People might complain about the set list here and there, but you're right. It's, you know, it's lucky. It's a good position to be in.
Well, Dave, one of the things that I noticed from the DVD, and I've seen the band, I've seen you guys play these tunes, but I saw that, you know, on this tour, you guys were doing the back-to-back thing with Song and Emotion and Heaven 9-11, you know, probably two of the most emotional songs in the Tesla catalog. How did those go over, you know, when you play them live? Do you see, like, the crowd shift into a more of an emotional state, or is it just two songs?
Yeah, with Heaven 9-11, you definitely notice that, because I think a lot of people sort of know what it's about, and it gets a little Yeah, I guess maybe emotional would be the word. But like, they're both still rocking songs, so people are way into it. And you know, obviously, Song and Emotion always gets a really good reaction because you know, people know, you know, the story behind it, and Frank usually dedicates it to Steve Clark. So you know, people are into it, and it's, I mean, that's just one of the greatest Tesla songs ever. Anyway, so people love to hear it, and that's definitely one of my favorites to play live. I think that's probably true for the whole band.
Sure. What is the reaction like when you do Heaven 9/11 in New York City?
Ah, fuck, you know. I suppose it's pretty much the same as another show. There wasn't a huge difference, but I would imagine it probably hit people harder out there, you know, when we do a song like that, you know, in the hometown, right?
Well, Dave, Tesla, you know, obviously you guys have been working on new material, and you know, again, I go to the as the new guy question, but as the new guy, are you actively involved in the writing process?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've written stuff on just at least half the album, you know, like I've written parts in at least half of the album worth of songs. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They were all very encouraging, and you know, supportive, and wanted me to contribute and, you know, bring ideas to it. And you know, we all really wrote it together in the same room. So it was a very open environment.
Now, the one new song, the one that we opened the interview with, Dear Private Ledbetter, from what I've read, anyway, the version that you guys do on the DVD is not how the final version came out. Is there a reason that you guys changed it up?
You know, we're playing around with it in the studio and wanted to try a different approach, maybe make it a little bit different. You know, I like it the old way as well, so it wasn't like we weren't happy with it, but we just sort of wanted to try a new direction with it, and make it maybe a little bit different than what Tesla has done before. But the basics of the song are still there. The melody's still the same and still got the same sort of feel. So it'll be interesting to see how people respond to the newer version, because I know they definitely like the older one. At least when we were playing on that last February tour, people seemed to react pretty well to it.
Well, with the new album, in fact, I'm going to go back one more. I'm going to go back to Into the Now. Tesla kind of, I mean, to me, it's the best album in the Tesla catalog. I personally love it to death. You know, songs like Look at Me and stuff, I'm
sure.
Still playing all the time in my Zune. But it's a different album than basically the entire history of the band. It's a little bit modernized, and I know that's probably a bad word, but, you know, it's... It just doesn't sound like Mechanical Resonance or you know, the earlier stuff, Great Radio Controversy. It had a different flavor to it. As you guys have written the new record, are you trying to build off of that, or do you maybe go back to the more classic style?
Well, you know, I mean, overall, it definitely still sounds like Tesla, but it's definitely building on where Into the Now left off. Because, you know, it never works when bands go back and try and recreate their old sound. So, I mean, as much as some people might want, I don't think that in the end many people would be very happy if Tesla made a record that sounded like, you know, Radio Controversy or another one, you know, just for the sake of sounding that way, because it's kind of like, you know, Tesla already did it and did it great. So it's like, now take the people that made that music and make some newer stuff, and it's still going to have the same sort of bass and vibe from the older stuff, because it's the same people doing it, you know, obviously with the exception of me, but you know, also kind of take it to where we are now, and so it's kind of in a different, not in different medium, but a different sort of context. I don't know, I'm getting a little esoteric, but basically just like, it's just kind of updated. Like you said, it's a weird word to say modern, because it doesn't really translate. But, I mean, for all intents and purposes, yeah, it's a more modern-sounding album. But since it's still coming from original Tesla, it sounds, you know, it still has that Tesla vibe to it. But it definitely is more like, you know, Into the Now, you know?
Well, Dave, one of the other pieces of news that I saw recently is the news on this box set. And from everything I'm reading, I mean, I read 40 new songs are going to be on this thing.
Jeez, I don't know, man. Honestly, that thing is just growing and growing. So I don't remember what the exact last count was, so your guess could be better than mine, but it sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. It's kind of on the back burner for now. There's not really even a release date for it, but, you know, there was a lot of work done on it before we started the new album, and whenever we have some free time, we'll definitely be able to go through it and get it out. You know, it shouldn't take too long once we have some time to put towards it, you know what I mean? Because sure, most of the work's been done.
Is it you on guitar, or is it Skio, or is it both? Or
no, I'm actually not on the box set at all. It's going to be like that whole era.
Okay.
And so I at least that's how the plan has been so far. You never know what things
right.
change, but so far that's the plan, is that it's sort of the Skio era.
Well, Dave, you know, obviously, and I mean, you're a musician not only with Tesla but with your own project as well, and you know as well as anybody, the industry of today is not the industry of 10 or 20 years ago, and
not even 5.
Yeah, exactly. But Tesla is one of those bands that really seems like you guys are kind of out front of it a little bit, as far as, you know, you guys were one of the very first to put out first big bands to put out anything iTunes exclusive other than a single, with the Peace, mm-hmm. Peace and Time EP. And now you're putting out mm-hmm. the DVD, which is branded as Tesla, and I'm assuming the new album is going to be as well. Are you guys finding it easier or harder, or no real opinion, you know, going forward, as businessmen, I guess?
Well, you know, I mean, I wasn't there in the old days, so I couldn't speak from experience, but I know that just from now, you know, what I've seen, Tesla's not that affected by the current industry, because, you know, Tesla got in when the getting was good, back in the day when you could create a legacy, you know what I mean? Bands
right.
aren't really allowed to do that nowadays, and unless it's a real, you know, special situation, and they got in and when we're able to, you know, have a whole career, and now, you know, it's almost like a brand, you know, people know Tesla's good. It's going to give them this kind of, you know, music and this kind of show. And I really want to listen to that right now. I want to go see a show like that tonight. You know what I mean?
So sure.
We don't have to worry so much about the constant change of the industry, because we already have the sort of established Tesla fan base, and you know, we're still sort of, like I said, up to date sounding, so you know, hopefully we'll be getting some newer fans on this new album, like new fans came along when Into the Now was released. So it's weird, it doesn't really affect Tesla that much, I don't think, just because we already have the name, we already have this sort of career. You know, we could always go around and tour and play, you know, the size venues that we do, and it'll pretty much, there will always be a crowd for that, because there's a 20-year history there.
Now, you know, go ahead.
No, it's okay, go ahead. I was just going to say, it's different for a newer band, where you kind of have to be a lot more involved in the changing industry and trying to get in where you fit in and all that, and trying to get a hit, and trying to get a hit here, and also whatever weird, you know, viral marketing videos and stuff that you have to deal with. And luckily Tesla doesn't have to quite as much as a newer band would.
I'm curious, you know, you're obviously in a band that, you know, has had a ton of success, sold, what, almost 20 million records. I'm curious what you think, because I personally look at this, at what's going on now with the big bands. And I mean, probably bigger than Tesla as well, you know, your Madonnas and U2s and whatnot, Eagles, etc., that are signing these deals, these like Live Nation deals, where it's like an all-inclusive merch and touring and records and etc. To me, as an outsider and not in the business like you guys are, you know, that's going to be the death knell to all new music. Is that the way you guys see that, as a band that's probably not quite big enough to jump on one of those Live Nation deals? But, you know,
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to affect smaller level bands or not. You know, I mean, to me, so far, it doesn't seem like it really would, but I mean, you never know the repercussions of something when you're dealing with money like that, and contracts so huge and artists so huge, you know. I mean, everybody's, all those big acts are getting snapped up into those deals now, and even a lot of newer bands that are doing well. I think like Paramore and stuff, bands like that signed 360 deals. It is definitely sort of the way the industry seems to be changing. But, I mean, I don't know. I really think that there's always going to be a market for independent bands to keep going on their own. That just, if they're not big enough for a 360 deal, they're going to still be able to go out and play because, you know, your average rock fan doesn't care what management company the band is signed to, you know. So
sure.
It's like if there's a band that they want to see is going to come to town, you know, they'll go see them. So it might just be harder for the bands to get there. But I haven't seen any sort of negative repercussions from that stuff. I think it's actually kind of interesting. You know, I'm curious to see how it turns out, if those bands end up regretting it or if it's like a great, you know, career move.
Well, I can't imagine that there's too many ways you could regret a guaranteed $150 million, but...
Yeah, that's true, you know. Like, any regrets can kind of easily be washed away at that point.
Yeah, I'd imagine a bottle of Cristal every single day for the rest of your life can wash away that pain.
Yeah, you know, I think I'd be happy to have whatever regrets came along with one of those deals.
Yeah.
It's far worth it.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, dude, the new DVD... is called Coming At You Live 2008. It is Tesla. And what's next for Tesla? When can we expect the record? And when can you send me an advanced copy?
Hopefully pretty quick here. We're actually just starting mixing this week. So the album is coming out in October. I think October 7th. But definitely October. And we'll be starting the tour in the beginning of October. Touring America for the rest, you know, probably the next year or so, and touring. We're going to do Europe and Japan again, probably Japan in the early part of next year, do more European festivals in the summer again, and just, you know, keep hitting the road, supporting the new record. It's called Forevermore, by the way.
Very cool, man. Well, as we said, the name of the current project, the DVD, is called Coming At You Live 2008. It is Tesla. And Dave, as a tradition on the show, we always let the artist pick a closing track. So what would you like to end this with? And maybe tell us a story about it.
And this is any band?
Any band. It could be yours. It could be anything.
Oh, holy hell. Well, now I'm on the spot here. I forgot about this part. I was thinking there's the Lemmy question, right?
Well, we've done that with you before. You want me to ask you again?
No, it's all right. I really only have the one Lemmy story. But let's see. Last song to play. Why don't you play, what about Cowboys from Hell?
All right, cool, man.
And I'd say that because I'm wearing a Cowboys from Hell t-shirt right now, and goddammit, I love some Pantera.
Cheap answer. Let me guess, you looked all around the room? Is that how this worked? Is this how this worked? You looked all around the room, looked at your shirt, and said, okay, that's my answer.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, I haven't heard Pantera for a while. You can never go wrong with that, man. Dimebag was one of a kind. He was definitely one of my favorite guitar players ever, and I actually did get to meet him about a month before he died.
Wow.
At his show Damage Plan, get out in San Francisco, and you know, a guy I was with ended up getting us some backstage passes, and he was just the sweetest guy. And, like, everything you hear in the press about how cool he was and how he made everyone feel, you know, real important and treated everyone really nice, and it was so true. It was like, you know, he didn't know me at all, and he was handing me drinks, and we're talking about gear, and then he invited me and a couple friends out with him and his bodyguard out to this bar around the corner and was buying us shots. And, you know, it was just,
right.
I mean, not just us, it was like a group of people, but I mean, he really didn't know hardly any of them. You know, he had a couple friends from the tour, and then the rest of us were just sort of hangers on and gotten backstage passes. And
nice.
He was just the life of the party and sweetheart to everyone. And, you know, gave me a hug goodbye when we had to leave. And it was just a very, very special night that I'll never forget, you know?
Sure, man. Well, let's check it out. It is Pantera. It's the Cowboys from Hell right here on your Classic Metal Show.